Do it.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. It's Empowerment Sunday. 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment, spiritual development for African Americans. Working on ourselves. Today we'll talk about liberation with Brother Booker. Hold on tight, y'all. We're going on in. Let's get our minds right. Get started. Hold on. Y'all know how we do this. It's the same thing. We need better love. Love for ourselves and kind. That's all we gotta do is keep on working on ourselves. There's no better love. Welcome, welcome. There's no better love than for self and kind. It's Empowerment Sunday. It's about spiritual development. Today, it's African American Empowerment Sunday. We're talking about what is liberation with Brother Booker. But before we get started, we're going to focus on the laws of Maat, ways in which we should live. It's just a blueprint. You got the laws of Maat. You got the Ten Commandments. You choose. It's up to you. Be right back.
The 42 Laws of Maat. I have not committed sin. I have not committed robbery with violence. I have not stolen. I have not slain men or women. I have not stolen food. I have not swindled offerings. I have not stolen from God. I have not told lies. I have not carried away food. I have not cursed. I have not closed my ears to truth. I have not committed adultery. I have not made anyone cry. I have not felt sorrow without reason. I have not assaulted anyone. I am not deceitful. I have not stolen anyone's land. I have not been an eavesdropper. I have not falsely accused anyone. I have not been angry without reason. I have not seduced anyone's wife. I have not polluted myself. I have not terrorized anyone. I have not disobeyed the law. I have not been excessively angry. I have not cursed God. I have not behaved with violence. I have not caused disruption of peace. I have not acted hastily or without thought. I have not overstepped my boundaries of concern. I have not exaggerated my words when speaking. I have not worked evil. I have not used evil thoughts, words, or deeds. I have not polluted the water. I have not spoken angrily or arrogantly. I have not cursed anyone in thought, words, or deeds. I have not placed myself on a pedestal. I have not stolen what belongs to God. I have not stolen from or disrespected the deceased. I have not taken food from a child. I have not acted with insolence. I have not destroyed property belonging to God. The 42 Laws of Maat.
There it is. Basic principles that our ancestors live by. All you have to do is just practice it. Imagine what would happen if we used or utilized these tools in our communities, how things would change, how we would engage and interact with one another. And that's what Empowerment Sunday is all about. It's liberating the mind, transforming the mind. And so we have to do a better job of being able to develop ourselves again spiritually. And that means we have to take a good, hard look at the things that we do, think, and say. And will we continue to develop ourselves to become the best people that we can be? I'm bringing in Brother Booker now. He's going to do our Liberation Sunday sermon for us today. Brother Booker, you there?
Yes, sir, brother. Good morning, brother, and may peace be unto you.
Peace be unto you, too, my brother.
How you doing?
Welcome
this morning?
To empowerment center. I'm doing good. I can't wait to hear the message that you have for our people today, and I turn it over to you, brother.
Thank you, sir. Well, what I'm going to talk about this morning, and thank you, brother, for the opportunity to do this, but you told me the name of this program is Sunday Liberation Sermon. And so I thought what better thing to talk about to get this started is liberation. Because to communicate effectively, we must understand what it is that we're talking about, okay? So when we look at liberation, what that word means, the definition is the act of setting someone free from imprisonment, slavery, or oppression to release. Now, a lot of powerful words there, but one that sticks out to me in that is setting, the act of setting someone free from imprisonment, slavery, or oppression, okay? That lets me know, in that definition, that someone else has the power, okay? Because it said setting. Someone has to set you free. Someone has to relieve you from slavery or release you from slavery or oppression, okay? So that person or persons have power over you. That's implied in a definition because they have to set you free from their imprisonment, okay? And then when we look at another word in that definition of liberation, freedom. Freedom is defined as the power or act to act, speak, or think as one wants without hindrance or restraint. More powerful words, but the word that sticks out to me in this one the most is the word power. Because see, I should have the power of my freedom, not the right to act. Because again, the right means someone else has given me the right to act, speak, or think as one wants without hindrance or restraint. I should have the power to act as a free man or woman, to speak as a free man or woman, or to think as I want to without hindrance or fear of retaliation from anyone, because after all, I am free. I am liberated, as we say, okay? So that's my power. That's my God-given right to be free. Now, if someone has taken that from me to where they got to set me free, in setting me free, in liberating me, I didn't have to look back and say, okay, when they took my freedom, when they took my liberty, when they imprisoned me, when they enslaved me, when they oppressed me, how did they do that? What did they do to me to put me in a state of not being free, in a state of non-liberation, to where they have that power over me and control over me? What did they do? Now, I go back to power, freedom. The right to act, speak, think as one wants to. Act like I want to. Speak as I want to. Think as I want to. Okay? Meaning, freedom of my mind. My mind is free. So to enslave me or take my liberation from me, they had to take my mind, controlled of my mind. How was that done? Well, when we look back at our history on the plantation, we remember or we see that what was done was one of the first things, I should say, that was done to us is they took your language you could not speak your language, okay? They took our names. You could not have your name. They took your religion. You could not have your God, okay? They took your culture. They took your way of life. They put us on a path of eating things that we did not eat, taking on a lifestyle that we did not have. The little simple things like, just for example, look at your name. You had to take on the name of your master. Okay, the slave, and the definition of slave is a person who is forced to work for and obey another and is considered to be their property. Enslaved person has no liberty and therefore don't even have your own name, your own language. So when they took your name should represent a characteristic, your characteristics. When I say your name, the name should reflect you as a person. For example, and this might not be his name, but it's the name we've been taught is his name. But for example, God. When I say God, I need not say anything else about that person. And yes, God is a person. I need not say anything, but by his name, you're going to know not only who I'm talking about, but you're going to know who he is. You're going to know who and what he stands for. You're going to know that person I'm talking about, that God, that one, is righteous, loving, caring, fearless, okay, powerful, strong. That name, again, if I say Jesus, you're going to know by that name who I'm talking about. Not only who I'm talking about, but what he's all about in his name, okay? And when I say Booker, who in the hell is Booker? What in the hell is Booker? What is a Booker? Unless you know me, unless you've been around me for years and have gotten to know me as a person, my name, Booker, my slave name, does not give you any idea of the person I am other than to say that's a nigger. The name, the power to speak, act, think as one wants, freedom. Liberated, okay? That's what we're talking about when we're saying Liberation Sunday, okay? Out of the slave mentality, what was done to us to take away the freedom? Not just the shackles that kept you chained by the hands, by the feet, whipped to make you work and so forth. No, that was just the physical abuse to get control of the mind. The separation of the children from the parents made this easier. It was a lot harder to break the minds of the original slaves than it was the children of the slaves. Because now I'm teaching the babies. I'm teaching the babies my language. I'm giving the babies my names. I'm giving the babies my way of life, my culture. I'm giving the babies my religion. I'm giving this to the babies, and then the babies, I separate them from their children when they grow, and separate them from their children when they grow. And I'm still instilling in the minds. So when you're talking about liberation and freedom, we got to realize what was done prior to the liberation, and in this so-called liberation, and then in this process, we got to a point where the shackles came off, the chains came off, and we were so-called liberated. But the mind was not. Still had my names, still had my language, still had my religion, still had my way of life and still wanted to be around me, could not leave me, totally dependent on me. So we have to ask, are we really liberated or not? Are we free or not? And I would say, no. Okay, again, going back to that right to speak and act and think as one wants to, freedom, okay? Do we have a right to speak? Well, most folks jump up and down and say, yeah, I can speak. I can say whatever I want to say. You know, yes, I'm a free person. I can say what I want to say. I argue that you can say what you want to say so long as it's in line with what the powers to be or your master want you to say. Okay? For example, you can jump up and down and talk about Jesus Christ all you want to. How great Jesus Christ is, how great Jesus Christ was, how he was crucified, how he rose from the grave on Easter Sunday, crucified on Friday, rose from the dead, how he's the Son of God, and he's the only begotten Son of God, and God has no real people, no real children, but Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. You can say all that. Pound your chest hard about it and say it. No problems. But can you go on your job and say the white man is the devil? Think about it. Can you go on your job and say the white man is the devil? That's what I believe. That's what I know. And not have to worry about any retaliation. Can you walk around the job talking about assalamu alaikum all the time? Brothers and sisters, change that name. I don't want my slave name anymore. Can you stand up to the system and say what's truly on your mind and not worry about having to lose your job? Worse than that, say those things that cost you your job. Can you survive losing your job and not having that paycheck coming in every Friday or every other Friday or on the 15th and the 30th of the month if you're in the military or what have you? Can you truly speak free? Do you have that power to act, speak, think as you want to, or do you have to nod it down or tone it down a little bit? I've had people tell me all the time, don't say that, man. Don't say that, brother. But hold on. You're right, but come on now. Why can't I say it? You know you can't say that, man, like that. And then people will start to get away from me. That nigga, he all right, but he crazy. Do I have the right, the power, not the right, the power to act, speak, think without hindrance or restraint? All right? When we talk about being liberated, we want to be liberated. Are we liberated? Are we, in fact, free? Well, I'm going to read a definition of something else to you. I'm not going to tell you what the word is until after I read the definition. It says, a nether world in which the dead continue to exist. The nether realm of the devil and the demons in which condemned people suffer everlasting punishment. Okay? A place regarded in various religions as a spiritual realm of evil and suffering, often traditionally depicted as a place of perpetual fire. Of course, you may know that's the definition of hell. But does not it sound like where we are, in fact, living as unliberated, unfree people, a place in which the dead continue to exist, place where the dead continue to exist? What are we if we're not free or have the power to act, speak, or think as we want without hindrance or restraint? Wouldn't that some folks say we are in fact dead? we can't live. In fact, some would argue that we don't know how to live if we don't have the right or the power to act, speak, think as we want to without hindrance, without restraints. Right? It's like we're in that place of a state of misery, torment, or wickedness. A place, state of misery, torment, or wickedness. Again, sounds like us. We're in a place of misery, torment, wickedness, where we are. That's hell, as it is defined. That's hell. So if we want to be liberated or free from this place, from these people, from this hell or hellish state, then what are we trying to get to out of liberation? Well, we must be trying to get to a place regarded in various religions as an abode of God and the angels and of the good. But here's the kicker, after death. This place I'm now reading the definition of is after death. Of course, it's heaven. So in other words, we cannot be truly free or liberated in life. That only comes in death. No, I say not. Again, heaven is a place regarded in various religions as the abode, meaning the house of God, or the gods, as they say, and the angels. Now, what's an angel? I'm going to argue that an angel is a child of God. Okay? And of the good after death. Now, we can't be children of God or be in that place of God or be in the house of God until after death. We cannot be truly liberated or free until after death. That's what we've been taught. Think about it now. That's what we've been taught in our unfree state, our unliberated state, that if you be good while you in this place of misery, torment, and wickedness, if you good in this place, going through this hell, then at your death, you will be liberated. You will be free in heaven. Brothers and sisters, remember who taught us that now. See? Remember who taught us that. Those of us in the hood say, that's a damn good scam. So I'm going to get to control your life, all your life, and your children's lives, and your children's lives, and your children's, children's lives, to get them to do anything I want to do, working for me, controlling me. I've taken away their freedoms. I've taken away their liberation. And I now got you convinced that if you put up with this misery, torment, and wickedness all your life, that when you die, you will be liberated and free in heaven and be with God as his children are. And we believe that, and we bought off on that because we can't think for ourselves without hindrance or restraint. We're not free. We're not liberated, as the definitions of the words go. Freedom, liberation. But I'm here to make the point that as a child of God, we create our own heaven. We create our own heaven. As a child of God, no one has to set me free. I have the power to be free and to liberate myself from my enslavement by taking control of my mind. that's what liberation is. It starts with each one of us. It starts with our minds. Because to enslave us, our master had to take control of our minds. So for me, or we, or us, to have heaven and to be liberated and free, we must take control of our minds. The power is in us. The power is in us. What we must do is understand the knowledge, the wisdom, understanding, take control of our minds. Okay? Because after we've been through hell, we should not have to die to get to heaven, to have heaven. We can bring forth heaven. We can bring forth this place that is the house of God and his children. The greatness that we look for. Visualize it. What is heaven? The house of God. Go back to what Brother Marvin played earlier, the laws of my heart. Look at that. Would that not be heaven? Would that not be heaven? If we can walk the streets in our own community and not have to worry about a drive-by. If we can walk the streets in our community and not have to worry about a nigger shooting a nigger, killing a nigger. If we're not perpetuating this, if we're not selling drugs to each other, if we're not falling down drunk, if we're not abusing our women, we're not abusing our children, we don't have any pedophiles, we don't have all the things that we currently have. And brothers and sisters, look, there's no way in hell that if I'm a black man of my right mind, a child of God, there's no way, and I know some of you are going to disagree with me on this and may get angry with me about it, but I've got to say it because I've got to be honest with myself. There's no way if I'm a black man in knowledge of myself and kind of who I am, am I going to be a homosexual. No way. There's no way a black woman in her right mind, knowing who she is as a woman, the goddess that she is, gonna be a lesbian. No way a black man in his right mind gonna be a pedophile. No way a black man in his right mind gonna be abusing his children, abusing his woman, not taking care of his children, making babies like rabbits and hopping from hole to hole, as we said. No way. That's heaven. When we live like we should be living, children of God, in control of our mind. The power is in us. The power to speak, to
all
think
right,
as we want.
Brother, we
yes,
come
sir,
to
brother.
The end. We got
Thank
about
you,
a
brother.
Minute left. What's the steps,
yes.
one step, liberation step that we can start today? What can we do?
Well, as I always say, be the one. It starts with you. It starts with each, every one of us. You have the power, all of us, to liberate ourselves by taking control of our minds. We know, brother. We got to be honest with ourselves. We as individuals know what's right, what's wrong. It's our nature. It's in us, brother. We've got to take control of that and fess up to it. That's
all
the
right.
first step.
Thank you, sir.
Thank
great,
you, brother.
Great sermon. We appreciate you.
Thank you, brother.
And
thank you, brother.
Thank you very much for joining us. That's
thank
it for today,
having,
brothers
brother.
And sisters.
Peace.
You're welcome, sir. Peace. So, till next time, continue to work on yourself. Become the best person that you can be. The dream is possible. Continue to do the work of working on yourself first. Liberate your mind. Transcend by renewing your mind. Peace and blessings. Oh, yeah.